God. I'm so glad you picked up. I never do these voice calls on here, so I didn't know if I picked the right thing, but it looks like I did. So, how are you? Good. You don't sound good. Look, I won't push it if you don't want to talk about it, but I noticed you weren't really yourself in chat. You weren't making your dumb jokes like usual and haven't really replied to any of my messages. And you always reply to me. Seriously? The only thing you took from that is me calling your jokes dumb. There's still that old you somewhere in there. You know you can tell me anything, right? I mean, we've been chatting for a while now, and you're my closest friend on here. Hey, listen, I really mean it. Please don't brush it off as just me being nice or something like that. I want to be there for you. Can I be honest with you? You know I love hanging out in that server, right? Well, one of those reasons is because I get to talk with you. I get all giddy when logging on just to see you in chat. You could talk about the most bizarre topic and I'd still be interested. Yes, really. You just have this way of pulling people in. No one skims on one of your posts because they know what you say will be worth reading. My eyes automatically go to your username just to read what you said. I don't want to seem like some creep or something, but I just can't help but put that little heart emoji when you say something really sweet, which is basically very often. Yeah, I can feel you rolling your eyes at that, but it's true. I feel like you're sincere at all times. You're not here to please others or to kiss someone's ass. You're just here to enjoy yourself. But you don't have to put up face with me. Whatever you want people to think of you publicly is fine. But in private, with me, you can let things go. I know things can be hard when taking them on by yourself, and I don't want you to face them alone. Whatever the issue is, we can tackle it together. Honey, nothing would make me happier than to do that for you. Please, at least consider letting me be there for you, okay? Thank you. Really. And, I don't want to seem pushy. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. I'll understand either way, honest. Hey, baby. It's okay. Oh, shh, it's okay. No, don't apologize. You're not a mess, I promise. No, please don't hang up. Let me stay with you. I want to stay. Thank you. Please, don't hold back, okay? Let it all out. It's fine. Shh, it's okay. Let it out. Do you want to take a deep breath with me? Yeah, we'll do it together. That might help a bit. Okay, come on. So, let's breathe in, okay? Breathe in. And out. Let's do a few more, okay? And out. In. And out. In. And out. Good job. You did well. Can you tell me what's been bothering you, baby? Okay. I didn't know you were going through something like that. Why didn't you talk to me? I told you, you're one of my best friends and I value every single word you type. Just imagining you thinking it out and I know how pensive you can get with how you come across to others. But I really adore that about you. There are so many things about you, good things, that I wish you could see, so that you'd understand what you look like to me. And when I think of you, I imagine the most caring and honest person that I've ever met. Someone who doesn't sit by when wrongdoings are happening around. You speak up. You help others who are too shy to say things themselves. You're a leader of misleds, always willing to take some time to listen to someone in need and be a support beam for them even when you have troubles yourself. I can sense when you have your off days, but I didn't... Oh, fuck, I didn't know it was this rough. I worry about you, but now... Please, don't give up. Don't give up. Then let me be there for you, goddammit. It's not your time, okay? It breaks my heart to hear that you have these thoughts. There's always a solution to everything in life, but not the one you're thinking. You cannot do that ever. Promise me that you won't do that. Please, promise me. I wish I could just bundle up all of your pain and sadness into a ball and throw it as far away as I can. I want you to be happy. God, I want you so happy you have no idea. I'm sorry. It's all so sudden and I didn't mean to snap at you like that. It just... hurts to hear you say those kind of things. I don't understand how hard things can be for you. I just hope that you can smile again and mean it, you know? Would it be okay for me to ask something? Good, and feel free to ignore answering, all right? I know this call has taken a lot out of you. I only want to understand things better. Okay, so these thoughts, do they come around often? Usually at night, and how long does it take for you to fall asleep? Baby, that's a long time. Would it maybe help if I stayed with you tonight? Yeah, I'd stay on call until you fall asleep. Come on. At least we could give it a shot. I mean, having someone by your side could help you feel protected and safe. I wouldn't let anything get to you, no matter how dark those thoughts may be. If I have to ward them off with a lit candle constantly on the verge of flicking out of existence, I will. Okay, as in you'll let me stay? Thank you so much. I'm never going to let you go through this alone, I promise. Even if I'm 100 miles away, I'm always here for you every single day. No matter what it takes, we can do this. Are you feeling a little bit better, honey? I'm glad you are. Even if it's just a tiny bit, that's good enough for me. Now, I want you to slide into bed and try to get some rest, okay? Keep me on call. I'll lay in my bed too. Close your eyes and ease your breathing. Go slow. Yeah, just like that. That's good. I'm sorry for making you yawn too. I'm just so sleepy. Try to fall asleep with me. I'll be here in the morning. Just nudge me awake if you hear me snore. Good night, sweetie.